common state. The gopis who enjoyed transcendental affairs and see Bhagavan, when his visit to Gokula had not prepared himself and had not taken part in Sri Krishna's offering, they were too young at the time. All those young gopis were born at the time of Krishna's offering and offering. They were growing up in the village of Vrindavan, and hearing from his story, not that all the gopis were Krishna's offering, and also from the offering. So, of course, they developed intense further love. There are particular gopis who offer their Bhagavan's blessings. During the holy festivities celebrated in Krishna Kirat Sankirtana, the gopis that Bhagavan enjoyed with were different from the ones that Krishna enjoyed with. This snaps up the very proper abuse of this information. In the company of numerous women, Lord Bhagavan enjoyed in the garden of the moon river. This garden was bathed in the rays of the full moon last night, and caressed by breezes bearing the fragrance of night to the moon river. Lord Bhagavan's comfortable pastime took place in a small forest along the moon, in a place called Sri Ramga, which is far away from the place of Sri Krishna's offering. Sent by the demigod Varuna, the divine Varuni liquid flowed from a tree hollow and made the entire forest even more fragrant with its sweet aroma. Varuni is a liquid distilled from honey. This now says very odd that the goddess Varuni, the daughter of Varuna, is the presiding deity of that particular divine liquid. And Harivansa says, here the goddess Varuni says to the Bhagavan, my father, Varuna, has something for you as soon as possible. Sam Gandam, Madhidhara Yad, Bainoa Paditam Yaha, Sagra Yoga Pratapra, Varanadi Manikar. The wind carried to Bhagavan the fragrance of that flood of sweet liquid, and when he smelled it, he went to the sea. There, he and his female companions went. Bhagiyamano Ganga Vaya. Vanita, Sri Mandala, Rene, Kalene, Nisha, Sri, Mahanjan, and all of them. As the Gandhava sang its lays, Lord Bhagavan enjoyed within the brilliant circle of one minute. He appeared just like Indra's elephant, the lowly Aravata, enjoying the company of the sea elephant. Maybe, then, do the yoga, Rene, Kavishi, Kishama, Nida, At that time, petals run through dotted in the sky, and gathered freshly rain-down flowers, and great sages praised Lord Bhagavan's low feet. The Pagiyamana Sarita, Vanisabhya Halayudaha, Vanisivya Kirat Sivho, Sivho, Mother Vivala Vaishnaha. As his deeds were sung, Lord Halayudha wandered as if inebriated. Among the various stars of his blessing, his eyes rolled in the effect of the liquid. Intoxicated with joy, Lord Bhagavan poured flower garlands, including the famous Vajrayana. He wore a single earring, and beads of perspiration decorated his small and rosy face like snowflakes. And the Lord John summoned the Yamuna River so he could play in her waters. But she disregarded his command, thinking it was dead. This angered Balaram, and he began dragging the river with a foot of his body. Lord Balaram said, "Oh, sinful one, this is fucking me. You do not come when I call you, but rather move only by your own wind. Therefore, with a tip of my plow, I shall bring you here in 100 streams." Thus spoke the other day. O king, the frightened river goddess, the moon, came and fell at the feet of Balaram to be led at the center of the river. Trembling, she spoke to him in the following words. According to Jesus, the goddess who appeared before Balaram in the fact of the answer to the question. Jesus was That is Lakshmi, is the consort of the Lord's primary expansion of Sankirtan, who belongs to the second Vyuha.
So Balarama is with all the gopis, and enjoying all the gopis and the wonderful spiritual affairs and personal religious affairs in Vrindavan. Then after days, after coming to Vrindavan, seven more gopis were going to be released, and he said the frustrations on his forehead like that, you know, to get released from that, he won the days in Vrindavan.
When he came out, he needed some fresh cloth and some necklaces. Then his wife appeared.
The expansion. And that expansion, there was an expansion of Lakshmi, but the Sankirtan was the expansion of Mara.
So when that, when it expanded for him, the wife and the expanded for him, so he
expanded for him. That kind of gave him some nice blue clothes and some fun.
Lord Balaram dressed himself in blue garments and put on the gold necklace. Anointed with fragrances and beautifully adorned, he appeared as a splendid of English royal elephant. Lord Balaram was anointed with sandalwood and other pure fragrant substances. Even today, O King, one can see how the Yamuna flows through many channels created when it was dragged by the unlimitedly powerful Lord Balaram. Thus, he demonstrates his power.
He's up there, at Ramdas, where he told the Yamuna that his plow, the Yamuna comes and breaks him among his many little branches, and his little islands are built in the king. You can see that.
Hey, Ram Salami Sajasa, Ishita Ramato Bidde. Thus for Lord Balaram, all the nights passed like a single night, as he enjoyed in judgment and rest. His mind enchanted by the exquisite charm and beauty of Judge's young lady. Lord Balaram was enchanted by the charming pastimes of beautiful young ladies and judge. Thus each night was a completely new experience, and all the nights passed as if they were a single night.
The end of the chapter. Anything else to request that you can come out?
Sense is the only object for everyone, including Lord Balade. Balade is known as Sevaka Bhagavan. He's a servant of God, and the first God is a Savior Bhagavan, a Christian. The Sevaka Bhagavan and the Savior Bhagavan. Therefore, how could the Sevaka Bhagavan, just now the servant of God, how could he leave Christian's worship to go alone to Justin? The Vishnu Puran tells that because Krishna promised to return to Justin, but he couldn't do so, therefore, in order to control the gopis and gopis, he asked Balaram to hasten to Vrindavan with his message. Krishna knew that after he sent an Udava, no other person but Baladev could serve in this regard.
And he sent Udava. But Udava didn't have that much success. He simply, after he saw the love of the gopis and his bhakti, he simply decided to become a Goma Krishna. He didn't become a Goma Krishna, so the gopis knew that they go off on a hidden with their path, and then step on the blessing that got to receive. And I can see my life as well. And he needed to see the birth of the birth and birth of the gopi. And that some inkling of understanding of an incredible and limited life that has to exist. But he wasn't very effectively able to control the gopi by himself. But Krishna knew that, well, I can't send anyone else. The only one that will do is follow him. For after Udava, no other person at Balaram could serve in this regard.
And especially when the gopis see Balaram arrive in Braja, they would naturally believe that my arrival in Braja must be coming soon.
So they could just say, oh, I see Balaram, and put an eye on to that behind me.
And then, when Balaram returned to Vrindavan, Yogamaya addressed him as his eternal gopa dress. So the Krishna's clear statue became overjoyed just by seeing him.
And he didn't come on a chariot, so he didn't come in with all of regalia of king and bows and arrows and armor and all kinds of big crowns. He came in, knew the Yogamaya, just all that was put away. like a horn, buffalo horn touching his face and pleading his face. And a little pigment of being a vibrant, and a vibrant garden of the herd. And hanging out of five different kinds of forest flowers hanging down to his knees. And country is not really a vibrant garden. You know, it's just an attempt. You don't really know it's really a garden. But some boy of the village was running the forest all day. And after kind of flowers on the type of ideas of a flower, or two got feather in the clothing, and just kind of some mineral, picked up some mineral dye, and put some, you know, different colored mineral powders on the flower and it, on the vines, and picked up some Benjamin, and some Benjamin to his face. He came in like this, just to the mountain, and on the top of the sky, they knew his house. Like, it's just like, he's here, Valorant's here, it's like, beautiful. The Valorant if we know him. He's running this funny chariot, all these big horses and a big noise. Then it was a chariot, it's the same old Balaam, all the beauty and simplicity and everything that it was. It was, you know, it was something that happened. It was really, it Krishna is trying to reach Bhagavan, and Balaram is the past route Bhagavan. And Balaram being the other, there will be less of us, or less of us and God. And the true Krishna's quality of love is revealed to Balaram. So Krishna's love value for his devotees is not known to Balaram. It's maybe true, actually, in Balaram, that's his own devotees. So those devotees purifying is explaining that when Krishna devotees rise again, certain infant devotees cannot manifest and get to the Sai Bhava. For now they can go to tangible affairs as they grew up, set on the permanent metal in their heart. They can't manifest it. And they have. But then when they grew up, it was manifested and it was fulfilled by the presence of the Bhagavan.
He never saw Krishna's past events, that's what it means. He never saw it, it was revealed to him.